The Electoral Commission and think tank Imani Africa are tonight bracing for a showdown before the Commission on Human Rights and Administrative Justice, SHRAJ. Imani is alleging that the EC has breached the Constitution, well as other statutory and administrative regulations in its disposal of some BVRs and BVDs. Both Imani and the EC have been engaged in the public spat over the current controversy. Imani is also mulling over a potential referral of the matter to the Office of the Special Prosecutor. We'll hear from the EC shortly. They've been addressing a news conference ahead of tomorrow's limited voter registration exercise. But my colleague, Kwiku Asante, with the Legal Affairs Desk, has been poring over that petition to the SHRAJ and joins me right now via Zoom. Kwiku, first of all, let's get a sense of what this petition says.
Well, Evans, according to Imani Africa and their leadership from the very top hierarchy, Franklin Kojo and co, are the ones signing this petition to the SHRAJ. They say that they are gravely concerned by the EC's handling of the nation's scarce resources in the discharge of his duties. And in fact, they quote specifically from this document that I want to quote. It says, which we conduct, we believe amounts to misappropriation, wastage, and misuse of the said resources. They claim that the EC conducts appears to them that there's some conflict between the EC's duties under the various laws to judiciously apply the resource of this country for the good of the citizenry. On the other hand, they claim the EC has a tendency to take decisions that are favorable to various commercial vendors and transactions. And they also say that they believe the EC's most recent conduct has been necessitated by the need to curtail transparency and accountability, which was motivated by a collective conflict of interest, Evans.
And they also accuse the EC of attempting to evade accountability?
Yes, in fact, all this having to do with the obsolete material that the EC said they have auctioned. Imani claims in this petition that the EC's approach to disposing of these electoral items was partly dictated by a need to suppress inventory records and to evade accountability in light of the spirited campaign that civil society organizations have waited against EC since 2020 to debunk the EC's claim that some equipment that the EC had claimed in 2011 that were procured in 2011 were obsolete, and the need to facilitate undue commercial profiteering by the beneficiaries of the EC's disposal methods.
So what exactly are they asking SHRAJ to do?
Well, they have a number of issues that they are raising before SHRAJ. They say that at a core of this petition is the case that the EC's BVMS, which was through an award of various multi-million dollar contracts to Tails, and they mentioned the company here, they contend that by classifying all these various legacy equipment as obsolete, instead of clustering them properly into sets based on their actual acquisition date, state or condition, brand or make, and by the other pertinent characteristics, the auction was rigged from the outset to hand over a large number of valuable legacy equipment to lucky buyers who will be able to benefit from their resale. Again, Imani contends that a purported request for a valuation report from the state valuer and the seeming compliance with the Board of Savvy regulations were compromised by failure to ensure adequate categorization of these legacy equipment. And they say they have made inquiries and have been informed that the special processes for destroying sensitive electronic media in the case of these obsolete, in the words of the EC, equipment were not followed by the EC, and that the winning bidder nor the aforementioned recycling plant have all not followed these processes to destroy sensitive electronic media that were on these obsolete materials.
Really strongly worded, the petition there to SHRAJ by Imani and Kwiku. Earlier, we've heard that the subject of corruption is one that Imani itself may take to the special prosecutor. But in this petition, there is mention of corruption.
Yes, Evans. In fact, they talk about the abuse of public resources and power for private gain, which they say has been universally acknowledged as the definition of corruption. They say that ultimately, the EC's conduct in this affair breaches the high standards expected of such a major constitutional body and constitutes other infractions of laws, regulations, and standard protocols relating to the management of electoral system, data protection, and public financial management. So they make these claims against the EC in the disposal of these obsolete items and top it all up by claiming that the Electoral Commission and their top hierarchy might have engaged in conduct that breaches the high standards expected of such a major constitutional body.
Kwiku, thank you very much. I want to take you to the Electoral Commission headquarters now, where my colleague Kenneth JC has just been covering that news conference, which was called primarily to address issues around the limited voter registration exercise, where it begins tomorrow. But the Electoral Commission also took some questions on this raging controversy around the BVDs. And I want to bring in Kenneth now. And Kenneth, the EC emphasized today, did they not, that they've actually saved this country money in the way they've gone about procurement?
Yes, they have. The EC actually mentioned that in 2016, for instance, they spent $17 per head to do the registration, and in 2020, they got...
Kenneth, you will have to reposition. I'm struggling to hear what you're saying. Hello, Kenneth? Well, we may have lost him there. We'll try and get him back on a better connection. But listen to Madame Jean Mensah, who's the chairperson of the Electoral Commission, addressing that issue of the EC's determination to ensure that what they do as far as procurement is concerned guarantees value for money, but also saves this country resources.
Ladies and gentlemen, over the last few months, we've invested a considerable amount of time into procuring our materials and logistics for the registration exercise and the election as a whole. Since 2020, we have adopted an open competitive bidding process as the method of our procurement. As such, with approximately 95% of our procurement advertised in the local newspapers, we are able to obtain value for money for our service, for services and for materials. It has equally injected competition into our procurement and drastically reduced the prices at which we procure our materials. It is not a wonder that we managed to lower the cost of our election from $13 per head in 2016 to $7.70 per head in 2020, and saved our nation a substantial amount of $90 million.
Kenneth is back on the line. Kenneth, did the Electoral Commission address specifically the issues surrounding this petition? Are they aware of this petition? Are they being served?
I believe you can hear me. The Electoral Commission did say that it has yet to come to their notice of Imani Ghana or Imani Africa dragging them to Shrad. But they did indicate that with their procurement, it was fairly done. They went through some IPP, and then the finance ministry was also involved. So there is no, you know, malice in their procurement of their EPE whatsoever, being alleged by Imani Africa and other groups. They also did mention that there is no truth in the fact that people are saying that the people who will be manning the elections, the registration process tomorrow, that is the return officers, the names of those return officers were given to them by MNDCE. They have, in fact, mentioned that all the return officers that will be manning the registration exercise tomorrow are persons who have at least 8 years of working experience with the EC. So all the people who are involved in the exercise have worked with the EC for the past 8 years intermittently. They also did indicate that the two individuals that were captured in the viral video are being given an envelope by part of the MP, Kingsley Nyako. They are also under investigation, and they will not be part of the process that will be taking place. 623,000 people expected.
Okay, apologies that connection there isn't great, but my colleague there, Kenneth JC, is with the Electoral Commission, is at the Electoral Commission right now, shortly after a press conference addressing the specific issues relating to the limited voter registration exercise, which begins tomorrow. But of course, the Electoral Commission have also been addressing these issues. Remember that this issue had been one that they've been dealing with in the public domain, following Imani's own concerns that they've raised, which is now a subject, possibly could be a subject of a Shraj probe. I want to bring in right now Franklin Cudjoe, who is the founding president of Imani, joins us on the line right now. Franklin, thanks for your time here on Top Story.
Pleasure as always, my brother.
I noticed that this petition was dated the 4th of May. Have you received a notification acknowledgement from Sraj?
Well, we submitted everything today, this morning, electronically, and then physically as well. By 12 a.m., all those processes were done. I'm actually yet to check whether they replied the, what's it called, the electronic, but we know that they were received at the registry today in the morning.
On the substantive issues, though, the Electoral Commission had taken the liberty to issue press statements on some of the allegations you made in the petition. Fundamentally, they reject the suggestion that there have been some procurement breaches and the processes surrounding the disposition of the obsolete BVDs were violating protocol or violating laydown procedure. For example, they make the point that the auction was conducted transparently and all procedures were strictly adhered to, and the proceeds from this auction were duly deposited in the consolidated account. What's the evidence that something untoward had happened?
Well, first of all, you just got to go back in time to understand the reasons why we brought it up. We are alleging, incontrovertible evidence, that the EC lied when it told that since all the biometric verification machines they had, the BVM machines they had for the election, which were procured in 2011, had come to their end of life cycle, more or less, they were dead. We started this campaign in 2020 and proved to Ghanaians from records from Parliament, and I have a copy with me. They are all of them contained in the petition, by the way. 2017, you see 2019 by the estimate, but you see past years, the ones that were paid for. So 2017, for instance, you see these are really budget sub program resource statement. This is from Parliament, by the way. 2017 and 2018. In 2018, by June 30th, they have replaced PVR kit, 2,000 of them. And in 2019, another 1,500, with cycle alone. In fact, if you go back and look at the Auditor General's, before the Auditor General, 2017 and 2019, they were procuring and replacing these very, very machines that they claim were part of all that were completed from 2011. In fact, in 2016, the EC at the time replaced 500 of these in 2016 as well. The representation made by this current EC to Parliament, and I can probably read a bit of it to see, the officials of the EC confirmed the committee that the commission required the amount to upgrade the data center, acquire 5,000 new EVR kits, in addition to 7,500 kits refurbished in 2016, and 5,000 new ones for the pending district level elections, as scheduled for September next year, the referendum in 2019. Now, this is what the committee parliament said. The committee noted that the Electoral Commission requires an amount of 979 million Ghanaian cedis to undertake critical election related activities for the referendum during the district level election. The commission informed the committee that the amounts will be used to procure new BVRs, BVD, refurbish existing ones, upgrade the commission data center, and undertake voter registration in preparation for future elections. This is all before 2020. We woke up 2020, January, 3 weeks after the district level elections. This EC came and told the whole world that every equipment they have in their home, in their home, they're all dead. Because they were procured from 2011. I said, but how can that be? It's not possible. You just use these machines. You were buying some of them from with evidence from Parliament, Auditor General's report. Clearly show that you are spending millions and millions on these machines anyway. So where are those machines? So you see, our charge here is that by now going to burn those so-called auction those equipment they claim all the way from 2011, our greatest fear is that It includes these very ones that were procured in 2018 and 2019, for which they claimed they were all dead by January 2020. So we are asking that it is most likely that in the course of this auction, which was obviously done in secret, we don't even know who the auctioneers are, not even proper, they are not certified. Some of those who bought the materials are also not properly certified. This process could actually have meant that they sold prime equipment to certain people and laughing all the way to them.
But frankly, the EC had stated and produced some evidence to back the fact that the BVDs and the machines you talk about, the original equipment manufacturers and managers of the Commission's biometric infrastructure, had written to them informing the Electoral Commission that the equipment you refer to are indeed obsolete. The EC had said that they did not only point to that, they also told the EC in writing that it had reached end of life and that if they continue to use the equipment, it will jeopardize the integrity of our elections. Isn't that the real issue here, why the EC had to go ahead and make the procurement and dispose of what he had, which had been branded as obsolete?
Hello, can you hear me?
I can, frankly.
Great. You see, and that's what they did on Saturday. They sort of justified my favorite word from Bryce Simmons and centered all of that. That letter actually claims that the biometric verification machines bought since 2011. That's what they are saying. We are contesting the fact that you couldn't have purchased these new machines in 2018 and 2019 per the records in Parliament, and you would now have been dead by 2020, 3 weeks later. I mean, how possible is that? So that letter they read may have been in reference to 2011, because that's what they claim, that all the equipment they were destroying or that come to the end of life cycle were purchased in 2011. And we have shown proof that it is not true that all the machines they had prior to 2020, for which they collected almost $170 million from Ghana to procure new ones, were not all dead. I mean, this is how simple the argument really is. In fact, we spoke to the same people they claimed they spoke to, and some people, they have suggested that, look, it's not possible that even for those that were procured in 2011, it's not possible that every aspect of it will be dead. It's like you have a camera, you have a laptop, you have a verification machine. One may be obsolete, one may be useful, some other part may be useful. But here we are dealing with the fact that our whole argument is not based on necessarily on all the ones procured in 2011. We are saying that prior to 2020, they told us that every equipment they had that they have purchased were all kaput and dead. And so they needed new procurement money, and Ghana gave them close to $100 million to procure new machines. I mean, again, that's where we are basing most of our arguments really on. So, and we are saying that by that single lie, which we exposed, it tells you that now that they've gone ahead to auction this surreptitiously, it is most likely that these machines are also included. And in any case, the process they claim is kosher is really not kosher. Because if you look at the guidelines that we found out, those guidelines do not meet the guidelines Sribos spoke about. So these are not light matters we are dealing with at all.
You have to
unpack the issues. Unfortunately, on Saturday, it appeared many people thought that he had answered all the questions. He really hasn't. Well, we were saying that you said every equipment in your fold by 20 were procured in 2011. And we are saying it's not true. Because as of the Auditor General's report, May 2016, the EC paid 2.1 million Ghana cedis for a voter registration kit. October of 2016, they paid 10 million cedis for the same kit. And December 30th, 2016, they paid another 10 million to these service providers.
I mean, how do you reconcile the figures you just been talking about to the EC's continued reference to how they've successfully managed procurement and elections to the point where they've reduced the per voter cost of elections from $13 in 2016 to $7.70, right? In 2020. If they were that wasteful, how can they arrive at a massive savings of $90 million?
Well, Evans, first of all, this is basic reasoning, really. I mean, the fact that the numbers have increased doesn't mean that you should even be reducing costs. Look, the way you calculate those costs, you include all costs involved in the elections. It's not just an aspect of just buying some equipment and then you come and divide the figure. That's the juju mathematics Esribo engaged in. Go and read how they calculate per capita cost of elections all over the world. It's not true. That's not the way they do it. He said they don't add operational costs and all of that. I mean, then who runs elections? Are they run by robots? Don't you pay administrative money for that? They go to parliament and collect all this money and add to it. They're telling us that we are stupid, right? They only collected money to buy machines. The machines themselves conducted the elections. So we should remove the administrative cost, operational cost out of it. I mean, does this make sense?
So the petition...
It's simple. Nobody is a lie. No, it's a, they are lying.
frankly, just a quick one. The petition to Schrage then, what's the end game here? What do you want from Schrage?
Well, we want Schrage to basically untangle all these issues we are dealing with, right? Right from... Possibly they may... You know, Schrage is a very serious institution sometimes. They may go into uncharted waters, look at all the aspects of... procurement. But we are current trust actually is the way they were jettisoning and disposing of this machine. So it will start from there, and they may go into, I mean, I don't know, I can't tell what Schrage will do, but if you followed Schrage's work in the not too distant past, even when Brother Jeffy sent a petition that was not correctly, you know, not really well done, Schrage actually went ahead and did one of the best work that we've seen so far. So wherever it goes, well, look, we are just doing our duty as a country. Imani has no problems with anybody at EC. We have problems with an institution that engages in shady procurement and wastefulness. When the IMF boss came recently to Ghana, they claimed they did elections for what? When the IMF boss came recently, what did she say? He said the amount of money spent on the election contributed to economic mess.
Frankly, I'm grateful. I'm grateful that you joined us. And that is the founding president of Imani Africa there. Their petition had gone to the Schrage today. The EC had told us today at the press conference that they are not aware of the petition just yet. I want to bring in two main stakeholders in this whole process. Haruna Mohammed is the MPP Deputy General Secretary, and Musa Fagbande is the NDC Deputy General Secretary. Mr. Mohammed, to you first. So this has gone to Schrage now. You are a major stakeholder in the process. You share the concerns articulated by Imani. For which reason they've gone to Schrage?
Ivan, thank you very much. I want to say good evening to our cherished listeners. I have not had the opportunity to read the petition that has been sent to Schrage. I have not also been able to appreciate myself with all the facts available to Imani in terms of this particular petition and the matters arising in that. I have a summary brief of that, and I believe that whatever that is going to lead to transparency, we, the political parties, are all for it. I've also heard that the Electoral Commission has said that they are not aware that a petition has been sent to Schrage and copied them. However, whatever the due processes are, I believe that we have to follow through those particular due processes to get these acts being done properly and then being executed.
Mustafa, where does the NDC stand on this? Hello, Mustafa Bande. Okay, we don't have Mustafa Bande, but thank you very much, Haruna Mohammed, for quick thoughts, giving us a perspective from the New Patriotic Party. Well, as you know, this issue relating to BVDs, BVRs, and biometric verification devices, including laptops, have been raging, including a case of theft of EC equipment. Part of that was in court today, and my colleague with the Legal Affairs Desk, Latif Idris, is in the studio with me. You were in court today. What happened?
Yeah, so today, if you recall, at the last court hearing, one of the accused was granted bail. Three others were thrown into police custody. Today, all four of them showed up in court, and the prosecutor made a case for another adjournment for them to complete their investigations, but the court declined that and has given a bail to all three of them. So in addition to the earlier guy who was given bail, three other accused persons were granted bail today. They are expected to appear back in court on the 5th of June for the trial to continue.
Okay, yeah, thank you very much. And that is an update from court on an aspect of this controversy relating to the theft of EC equipment. And as you know, we are keeping a close eye on the limited voter registration exercise, which begins tomorrow on Newsnight, which begins in a couple of minutes. We'll be focusing quite a bit on this after the EC's press conference and also hearing from first-time voters.